Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A structure fire on Wednesday at 7 Orchard Street in Lakeville resulted in damage to the first floor of a two-story house and some of the contents, the Lakeville Host Company Chief Robert Smith reported yesterday. The residents will be habitable after some renovation is completed. Occupants will be able to get out. High Watch Recovery Center did not sue Kent after the Planning and Zoning Commission denied its application last month, but it's not giving up the idea of expanding the facility. Their CEO, Jerry Schwab, and other representatives have initiated discussions with the commission to reapply, and they sought guidance October 11th as to what they could do with the new application. Kent's commission encourages pre-application discussions. New York's rest stops along the State Thruway will be getting a makeover. The State Thruway Authority announced yesterday it was accepting requests for proposals to redevelop the 27 service areas along the 570-mile highway system through private-public partnerships. Upgrading the service areas has long been a goal for the governor, who announced the plan during his State of the State address in January. And yes, that plan does include considering new food vendors, long a complaint of drivers along the thruway. The Northwest Connecticut Arts Council will honor seven awardees at the 5th Annual Culture Max Awards Ceremony on Tuesday, November 13th at the Warner Theater in Torrington. This annual event celebrates the inspiring contributions of local leaders, organizations, and businesses. The event also serves to educate 25 towns, region, community about positive forces that influence their cultural environment. The 2018 Culture Max awardees are to Monsina Levy of Fairfield in the Established Artist category. She was a Connecticut State Troubadour for 2005 and 2006, which allowed her to be Connecticut's Ambassador for Music and Song. Leslie Elias of Cornwall's Grumbling Griffins in the Arts Educator category. She's been running Grumbling Griffins Traveling Children's Theater for 38 years and has taught all aspects of theater to local children of all ages. Luke Pepper of Torrington of the Emerging Artist category. His film and photography highlight the special moments and beauty of life in Northwest Connecticut, and Carol Asher of Salisbury in the Heritage Professional category. She shined a light on the history of Russian Jewish immigrants to Salisbury through the exhibit at Salisbury Historical Society and her book, A Chance for Land and Fresh Air. The Southern Berkshire and Berkshire Hills Regional School District, Rudolph Steiner School, South County Synagogues, Berkshire South, Barnbrook Realty, Aubuchon Hardware, and Trusco Bank at the Price Chopper Plaza in Great Barrington are collecting clothing for the 25th Annual Winter Outerwear Drive. It'll be distributed on Saturday, October 27th from 9 till 6, and Sunday, October 28th from 9 till 2 at the Berkshire South Community Center on Chrissy Road in Great Barrington. For more information, 413-229-8754, extension 387, or email shap@sbrsd.org. Metro North Railroad crews will install positive train control equipment between Wasaic and Southeast through Sunday, October 21st, which will result in temporary service changes on the Upper Harlem Line. Crews will install two antenna poles and two radio boxes that are required in order to make positive train control operational on the branch. In addition to making the safety upgrade, Metro North crews will replace the highway grade crossing at 10 Mile River Station on Sinpatch Road in the town of Wasaic. Elsewhere along the branch, crews will surface track, cut brush and trees, weld joints, and renew drainage dishes. To accommodate the safety upgrade and maintenance improvements to the Harlem Line, buses will substitute for trains traveling between Wasaic and Southeast from 9:30 until 5 through Friday, October 19th. Sheffield residents encouraged to participate in a bulky waste collection taking place at the town's transfer station October 19th through the 21st. You must obtain a bulky waste coupon that can be picked up at the town administrator's office. For a list of items that will or not be accepted, you can contact them. The Wasaic Fire Company at the Wasaic Firehouse presents Bingo. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30, October 19th. Nobody under 18 is allowed to play any games. There'll be refreshments sold by the auxiliary. Copaic Park's 14th Annual Haunted House continues this weekend, October 19th and 20th, from 6 to 9 p.m. with a hayride after the Haunted House, weather permitting, put on by the Copaic Park and Recreation Commission. Public invited to a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Main Street on Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there will be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for your family. The Salisbury Forum opening up its 2018-19 season on Friday, October 19th, with Tom Nichols. The presentation, The Campaign Against Knowledge, The Threat to Democracy, at 7:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. A question and answer session will be held at the following of the talk. Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall has announced Passport Day, which will be held Saturday, October 20th from 9 until 1 at the Dutchess County Clerk's Office, first floor in Poughkeepsie. Adults who are first-time applicants, children under the age of 16, or those needing a replacement for a lost, stolen, or damaged passport will be assisted on a first-come, first-served basis. Awesome Autumn at the Hotchkiss Library. The Breakfast Club has returned on Saturdays from 10 to 11. It'll be held this Saturday and next Saturday. All ages are welcome to wander in for a tale or two during the story hour. Veterans Resource Fair being held on October 20th, 10:30 to 12:30 at the Pleasant Valley Town Hall, hosted by Congressman John Faso. Representatives from community outreach programs, county, state, and federal agencies will be there. It's free admission. Great Barrington Historical Society, in conjunction with the John Dewey Academy, presenting a program entitled A History of Searles Castle at 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 20th at the Castle, John Dewey Academy on Main Street in Great Barrington. A $25 donation is suggested. All proceeds establish a Historical Society Berkshire Hills Regional Scholarship. Pre-registration at 413-591-8702. Chicken barbecue will be held at the North Hillsdale Methodist Church on Route 22 on Saturday, 4 till 6:30. Half a barbecued chicken, baked potato, homemade roll, coleslaw, and dessert. Takeouts only. The cost, $13 for adults, $6 for youngsters 5 to 10 years of age.
There's a meet the candidates for the Ancrum Town Justice coming up on October 20th at 4 o'clock. Dick Novick, the Republican candidate, and Kathy Redlich, the Democratic candidate. It'll be held at Ancrum Town Hall, County Route 7 in Ancrum, New York, once again, October 20th at 4 p.m.
At the Copaic Grange, a historical talk with Howard Blue on Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m. Join the author and Grange historian Howard Blue for a presentation on two forgotten aspects of Copaic's history, ice harvesting and semi-pro baseball. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, celebrating 125 years on Saturday, October 20th at Weatherstone from 6 till 8 p.m. with their gala, auction, cocktails, and hors d'oeuvres, live music from 2 Blue. Ticket information at 860-364-5041 or Hotchkiss Library Gala at Weebly.com. Movie night at Greater Faith featuring The Encounter on Saturday, October 20th at 6 p.m. at the Greater Faith Mission in Wingdale, New York. More information at 914-439-7118 or on Facebook at Greater Faith Mission. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The stock market roller coaster ride continued yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 327.23. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7485.14, and the S&P 500 at 2768.78. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.